A very good evening and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, and of course, I'm here to keep you company from now up until 2100 hours. I always say, if you hear the voice of Toby Mac speak live, just know that I'm somewhere around the corner, just ready to get right into it and bring you yet another insightful topic that we can digest and break down and just kind of understand and make sense of life. Yeah, hence why the show is called Life Lessons. So it's all about the experiences of people, the experiences of myself, the experience of anyone else around there that we find that, hey, you know what? Let's bring up this story for our learning, you know, for our knowledge, for our advancement, because in life you always have to grow. And of course, sometimes and many a times you learn from other people. I mean, we don't want to have to make all the mistakes. Of course, sometimes we have to learn from other people's mistakes. Well, some people actually don't learn from other people's mistakes, and other people sometimes have to learn from our mistakes. And it's not always about learning about mistakes. It can be also positive stuff, learning about what's positive in the next person's life that we can also try and adopt in our lives for the benefit of ourselves. And of course, in overall or general, for the benefit of the nation, for the benefit of the society, and who knows, for the benefit of the economy. Now, of course, tonight we bring you yet another interesting topic, interesting for me, of course, and I hope that you're going to find it interesting as well. So thank you from wherever you're listening from, whether you're tuning in from Oshuarongo, whether you're tuning in from Rundu, Kavango East, Kavango West, Ketmanswap, all the way down to the south, Oranjemund, Rosbina, Usakos, Khobaba, Samaheke, all you right here in the capital city of Windhoek. Well, you know what? The capital city of Namibia, that is Windhoek. Well, you're welcome. Or perhaps you're listening to us from the diaspora. I do have friends. I also do listen from Botswana, Nigeria. Yeah, South Africa. I don't know if some have still been consistent. But yeah, if you're tuning in, well, welcome. Now, if you're wondering how you could actually listen to us, maybe you're planning to travel out of the country and you wouldn't want to miss anything right here on Eagle FM, head over to our Eagle FM page, okay? Or Eagle FM website. And all you have to do is Google or type in Eagle FM Namibia and it will pop up and you can listen to wherever you are. Or alternatively, you can download the app, Eagle FM app, Eagle FM Namibia, from the App Store or Google Play Store, and you never have to miss a moment. You can always be in tune with us and nothing has to pass you by. And if something has passed you by, well, head over to our podcast section. Yeah, if you have missed anything, that is via the Eagle FM app. Now, via the website, you can also be able to do that. Do follow us on Facebook and our WhatsApp channel. Did you know that we have a WhatsApp channel? I mean, Eagle FM is a talk radio station where we want to educate you and keep you in on the loop. Weekends are always for social related stuff, and during the week, social economic stuff. Now, 0812004144 is the number. And remember, you can stay tuned to everything that is happening via our WhatsApp channel. Also, you can subscribe to receive our tri-weekly dose of the e-paper. That is the Villager e-paper, that it comes out on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. And you know what? It's free of charge. Now, let's get right into it. This is Life Lessons. And of course, tonight we're talking about contentment with one's own, embracing inner peace. And I bet perhaps you might be wondering what exactly I might be referring to when I'm talking about contentment. Now, that's a beautiful, very famous, I don't know if it's famous to most people, but around the people that I know, it is. Now, that's a beautiful scripture that says godliness with contentment is great gain. Yeah. So it says godliness with contentment is great gain. Hence why I brought out this topic to talk about contentment. You know, with all the things that we are hearing every now and then in the media, we would want to address this on our own personal level to see whether we are actually content with the things that we have. Now, contentment is often described as a state of happiness or satisfaction that arises from accepting one's current situation or circumstance. Okay. Described as you being appreciative and also just being accepting or being content about the situation or the circumstance you may be finding yourself in. Now, of course, this feeling of being at peace with oneself without the constant need for more is an often overlooked source of joy. Yeah. It's so much overlooked, y'all. When we talk about contentment, it is so much overlooked. People don't understand the peace that comes with you accepting where you are, accepting things that you don't have, and just being peaceful with who you are. And by accepting with what you have, it's also about accepting who you are. Yeah, you might be somebody who doesn't have eyes. Perhaps you're blind, or perhaps you were one time at one point involved in a car accident and your leg got amputated or your arm got amputated. And of course, I'm not saying you wouldn't have gone through certain emotions at that particular time. You probably have, as most of us would, given in that situation. But you get to a point where you become content to say, you know what? This is all that I have. This is what I have now. And henceforth, I am going to be content with it. I'm going to be accepting of it. I'm going to be sort of like appreciative of it. You will now not look take your eyes and look to the next person, look to the neighbor and say, I wish that I had what she has. I wish that I had what he has, you know, but that you're content with your very own. You're content with what is yours. You're content with your car. You're content with your house. You're content with where you stay. You're content with the salary that you get. You're content, you know, that type of stuff. And I'm not saying this limits you to wanting to grow. No, it propels you as also to grow, but not at a fast pace that generally the world will be going or will be expecting of you. You just go at your pace, you know, like, I want to achieve this particular goal, but there's nothing that is pushing me or rushing me to say, maybe because of comparison or maybe because of envy, I'm now pushing myself to achieve this goal so that I can show to other people that, hey, hold on, I can also achieve it. You get? So it's really not about that. It's about you yourself being appreciative and content with that which you have, whether it's little, whether it's in the middle, or whether it's a lot. And I think sometimes when we have a lot, we maybe don't really realize that we have a lot. Now, there's one thing that people often say, yeah? They say, in the position where you are right now, with everything that you have, just the way you are, is somebody's prayer point to be particularly the way you are. Now, see the way you are. I mean, of course, you might be having this and that, but you know, you still need so much more. You still wish that you could have this and this and that. Let's say, for instance, you earn a particular salary and you're able to take out some sort of money to just care for yourself and care for the children and just take care of the bills. You barely have enough to even afford a cake. Let's say you're just craving a cake and it's nobody's birthday and you actually just want to buy it. You barely have enough to do that, or you barely have enough to actually take out your family, even just for plain KFC or Hungry Lion, you know, just take out your kids for that. You barely have that. But where you are right now is somebody's wishing point that I wish I was actually in Happy's shoes. I wish I was the salary that you're earning right now. Somebody is actually wishing that, I mean, I wish I was getting this. If I was getting this much that perhaps Happy is getting, or that Maria is getting, or that John is getting, you know what? I would be very happy. I'll be able to take care of this and this and this and that. And perhaps sometimes the person is not even thinking about luxurious things. It's just about the basic needs of every human being, of what it's needed for them to actually go ahead. You get what I mean? So with that being said, it's sort of like a type of feeling, yeah? A very strong yet very beautiful feeling that helps you and I to just be content, to just be calm with what you have, to just be happy, to just be grateful with that which you have, whether it's viewed as little or not. Now, in today's fast-paced, consumer-driven society, many of us are led to believe that contentment can only be achieved through external gains, be it wealth, success, or approval from others. However, true contentment comes from within. It is a mindset rather than a material possession. So it's not something that when I finally do buy that Tiguan, I will be content. When I finally have a 3-bedroom house, I will be content. When I finally have a salary that pays me $50,000 per month, I will be content. Let me tell you what, even if you attain all this many things that you are currently, you know, putting for yourself as goals, you will still not be content. Because why? It is not embedded within you. You're not, it's not something that you've trained yourself up. It's not something that you've aligned yourself to. It's not something that you are constantly telling yourself. You know, as it's interesting how people often think that people who talk to themselves are not fine, you know, but I actually think the opposite. I speak to myself, so many times, or even think, you know, to myself, and it's supposed to be like that. And I think it's just normal. Probably every human being does that. That's what I think. So when you actually remind yourself, when maybe the thought is coming in to just, you know, when jealousy is maybe probing on your door, knocking on your door, like when you're very uncomfortable with the fact that your younger sister has bought a car, a whole Tiguan for that matter, and you don't even have a driver's license. Talk about learner's license, you know, and that spirit maybe wants to, you know, creep in and kind of like make you to be jealous, make you desire and wish that it was you instead of you being happy for your little sister or happy for your little brother. Then that's where you caution yourself and say, you know what, happy, please, no, calm down. This is not your pace. That is her pace. As much as we are from the same womb, we have different paths. And maybe she studied something that got her a really nice job. And you, on the other hand, you went into another line. The salary is not so, you know, comparable. She's maybe way $10,000 are way ahead of you. But what does that matter? At the end of the day, when your little sibling or that person near you is earning something, it's also for your benefit. This person might not even be sending you money every month, but the fact that they have, it becomes less of a burden even on you. They are able to take care of certain household expenses that you yourself won't be able to accommodate. Let's say, for instance, there is water bill that needs to be paid. Or perhaps, let's say, the water bill has gone to really high drastic amount. Let's say, for instance, maybe something happened and there was a leakage and it went unnoticed, and now the water bill is $60,000. Now, you know, girl, or you know, boy, like, you know that there's no way I'm gonna be able to fork out this money to be able to settle this. And then your sister comes in and say, you know what, I'll sacrifice for the next 2 months and actually pay off the bill. To whose benefit is that? Maybe this is the bill of a particular house where your parents are staying. That's to your benefit as well. And that's where I'm trying to get you to. The picture of contentment, the picture of being satisfied with what you have, whether you say it's a little, being content with what you have, however little it may be, you know? Once upon a time, I actually put up on my status. I can't remember which particular year really. But I put it up on my status, but it wasn't so long ago. And I had just, gotten my salary, and I wasn't working really, full time. So then when my salary came in, I felt so content, and I wrote on my status, and it was coming out of my heart. And I said, no matter, you might think that your salary is small, but I want to remind you that God takes care of us beyond our salaries. You hear what I'm saying? When you begin to realize that, hey, you know what? It's not by my salary that I survive, because if we were surviving by our salaries, I think many of us wouldn't even ever really survive up to month end. You know how, you know, somebody would just come in, a complete stranger will just come in and, hey, here's $100. The other day, actually on the 31st, yeah, I went, 31st was when? Was yesterday? Was it yesterday that I actually, no, it was on Thursday. I think it was on Thursday, man. I'm not so sure, but yeah, one of the two, it was on Thursday. On Thursday, when I went in the shop, I went in Checkers, and actually, it started off with somebody calling up and asking me if I had already done our grocery shopping. Somebody very close to us asking if I've already done our grocery shopping. And I said, no, I haven't. And then they said, well, don't buy anything. I'll buy you guys some groceries and then you can only add what you guys need. I was like, wow, I would really appreciate that. Okay. And so I waited on them to actually buy for us some groceries. Well, they did buy some groceries. I still have to cover up some other stuff, but hold on. This is minus a top score that I was supposed to buy. This is minus rice that I was supposed to buy. This is minus spaghettis and macaronis that I was supposed to buy. This is minus Oros for the kids that I was supposed to buy. This is minus so many things that I was supposed to buy that I was really appreciative to say, you know what? I appreciate this. You know, it's not every day that you get this type of gestures. You know, even if it's a family member, they're not obliged to do it. But you know, you're very just appreciative to say, oh, wow, thank you so much. Now, when it was on that particular day also when I went home and actually found the groceries bought. And so before that, I was in Checkers and I was with my little girl. And, there was this particular man who was at the till and he said, this belongs to somebody. There's somebody here. And I was like, okay. And it was only a bottle of water. I think it was 1.5 liters of water. And then the man comes from behind me and then he didn't mind being in the queue because there was now two people in between us. And I was like, no, it's fine. Just come and pay. And so he came and then he paid. He had other maybe like 5 items to add to that water bottle. And then he paid. And then you know what? He tells the teller lady to say, add also this lady's things. And I only had 3 items because I was already told, relative or this close person was going to buy for us groceries. Hence why I couldn't really buy so many things. I didn't want to tamper with, you know, somebody's good gesture, you know, and I didn't also want to double food, you know. So then there's 3 particular items. I think it was a baking flour, a cold drink. And then what was the other thing? But it was 3 items. He offered to pay for them a whole $60 off. And I was just like, oh, wow. Thank you so much. You know, I was so really, really grateful that, oh, wow, that's a beautiful gesture. So you see what I'm trying to actually bring you at is to say it's not always buy your salaries. Don't always focus on to saying my salary. How am I going to survive? How I'm going to make it. It's not always about that. You know, there are so many people who might be able to help you, and don't always look at your family. Don't always, you know, this is something that I've cautioned myself not to do. I have a particular family member whom, thank God, I can call up and say, you know what? I'm stuck right now. I don't have a penny and I need to sort this out. And usually what they will ask me is how much. If I say 300, they'll send me 300. If I say 500, it's 500 they'll send. If I say 1,000, it's 1,000. So I've cautioned myself that I don't want to take advantage of that particular close family member. I do not want to become a burden. Let me ask when it's really necessary. Let me ask when I'm really in need. Now, that's the point the mistake many of us make. When you get somebody who is able to help you out financially once this month, the next month you want to overload them. The third month again, the fourth month. I mean, really reduce your feet or, you know, shorten your feet from going to your neighbor's house. Lest they become so weary and exhausted of you. If you're constantly knocking at your neighbor's house to ask for salt, you think I wouldn't get annoyed? I would. It's just a human thing. The person eventually gets annoyed, even if it's just a pinch of salt. I mean, must you every time come and ask for salt? Hence why, if you even have a family member who's helping you, or perhaps, you know, a very close friend who's maybe helping you out financially, and you constantly knock on their door to say, hi, I need money. I need money. The person will get wearied and tired of you so much that when you're really, really in terrible need, they won't even come through for you. I mean, because it's become a habit. It's become a thing. It's just like also one thing that I've long, long programmed myself not to do is to ask people for airtime, not just any person. Like I can just be, can you please send me, you know, that other time when you're really not working, or can you please send me $2 item, $4 item, $5? Like you constantly, it becomes so annoying. And here is the catch. When you broaden up your mind, and you make yourself understand, and you get to this point that, you know what, money will come. Yeah. Where you get to this point that whatever need I may have now that may require finance, and I may not have the money right now, let me be content. Let me just be calm. I tell you, somebody will knock on your door and say, hey, here's $100, or here's $500, when you least expected it. But this comes at the point where you are content. Even if it's not enough, you're content with what you have. You're grateful for what you have. You're appreciative of what you have. Because you know what? If you're not content, you may go and become a thief. You know, Shuambo, there's quite a saying that says, if you're not satisfied with what you have, or you're not thankful with what you have, you might go steal. Because, I mean, hey, you want more, but you don't have it. Then how do you acquire it? You look for dubious means on how to actually get it. But that's where contentment comes in. How many of us can actually say, hey, I'm content with that which I have. I'm content with the little that I have. I don't know about you, but for me, lately, but I was telling a cab driver, and I was like, you know what? Truth be told, I don't really know cars. I don't really know cars. Like even, at one point when I had a job where it required having to know whether, what type of car it is, I wasn't got a little bit understanding cars, but I think it faded all out now. So now a very close friend of mine has a Tiguan, hence why I was making examples of that. And now I can identify almost like every Tiguan on the road. So when I see one, I notice, okay, this is a Tiguan. And she really loves it. Now, many a times we're actually in her car going somewhere, going to town, going where, going what, and stuff like that. Now for me, on the other hand, I was like, wait, I realized I'm not, at this point, I was actually telling this cab driver that, you know what? I realized that I'm not really have a thing for fancy cars like that. I don't know if that makes sense or is normal. Of course, I would love a double cab, maybe Toyota Hilux or whatever. Yeah, that's the type of big car that I would want. But the type of Tiguans, even if I had the money, I was just like, I don't think I'll go in the shop and actually buy that. Long time ago, I loved a Nissan Qashqai. Now, here's the catch now. I was telling him that at this point, I just want a Mazda. You know, this plain Mazdas that have been made a taxi? Yeah, I was like, that's all I want at this point. And you know what? And I think that is stemming from a place where I'm like, I'm aiming for what I can afford and for what right now I feel like is within my league. I don't know if that really makes sense, but I would say that because, hey, hold on. I'm content. Come on. As long as it's a beautiful car. Now, I love beautiful cars and I feel like a plain Mazda. I don't know how to describe it well. Yeah, sedan is just befitting for me right now. Me and my kids drop them off at the school and boom, drive on my way to work. But I would say that because I have no competition with nobody. I don't care about who would say what or wouldn't say what. Me buying a sedan would be a whole big deal. I mean, it's like buying a whole Tiguan, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, for the fact that you get to that point where you say, wait, this is what I can now afford. I couldn't care less whether my cousin thinks I need to buy a fancy car to show off to people that, hey, hold on, I've made it in life, or I'm actually trying to make it in life. And that's where we have a lot of people who are just, not content with their lives, with what's happening in their lives. We have a lot of people who are walking around, discouraged. We have a lot of people who are walking around so sad, who are despondent. And it's all because of this comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy, you all. You need to get to a point where you are appreciative of where you are. You need to get to a point where you're appreciative of what you have. Not so long ago, and I'm going to tell you stories just so I can actually get my point across. Not so long ago, in my room, I didn't have built-in cupboards. For a very long time, I didn't have a built-in cupboards. So I would fold my clothes, or let me just say, I didn't have cupboards at all. I would fold my clothes and put my suitcase. My suitcase was actually placed on another suitcase. But before we get into that story, we have a commercial break coming up, but I'll get right into it when we come back. So stay tuned right here on Life Lessons.
Eagle FM lets you express your... If you are set to save, You Save is a shop to be at this month's end. When last did you only pay $92.99 million for 5 kilos of Best Choice White Sugar, or $29.99 for White Star Instant Maize Porridge, and just $18.99 for 125 grams of Kloof Coffee? You Save, your low-budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia, with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, your eye.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I am your host, Ndafa Happy, usually here to keep you company up until 2100 hours. So tonight we're talking about contentment. If you're just joining us, welcome us. We welcome you. Welcome to joining us. And we're talking about contentment. So I was busy telling a story about how for a very long time I didn't have cupboards in my room. So then it was actually, I think it was a box of books, very strong box, and as well as one suitcase again, and then I replaced another suitcase just for height purpose. So all my clothes will be folded in there, my skirts will be folded in there, my t-shirts, they'll be in the suitcase. So then the suitcase will open, and then on top, as it's open like this, it's where I'll put my lotion, put my other stuff. Yeah, so it was just really, that was my cupboard, okay? That was my cupboard. And this went on for a very long time, for some years, yeah. And I know how other people have cupboards in their houses, building cupboards. And of course, I had other priorities to look at. I couldn't really do cupboards at that particular time because they were just not fitting into my budget at the time, because I had other commitments that I had to align myself with, you know, like, of course, you wouldn't want to starve the kids because you went to make cupboards and then really, you know. So then, interestingly, but that doesn't mean that I didn't want them. I didn't wish I could have them. Of course, I desired to have them. And sometimes I would actually pray and say, I wish to give my house a makeover. You know, I wish to do a makeover of my house. I really wanted to paint my, sitting room kitchen white, you know, with a white paint. And thankfully the bedroom was already painted. Oh, another thing. My ceiling, since I put in ceiling, how many years back? 4 years ago in my room, I've never painted it. So, but thank God there's ceiling. So, yeah, but I've never painted it. It's just plain like that. So, of course, these are things that I've been wanting so badly. And since you are in your room every day or every now and then, you do look up into the ceiling and you just realize, oh, well, it's just brown. And, but that was not a big deal. I would just tell myself that eventually with time, I will actually paint my ceiling and eventually I will do this and this and that. Now, to God be the glory, I got some money this year and I managed to actually have somebody come and make building cupboards. But hold on, here's the catch. When we went for the quotation to make the cupboards, the pricing was so high that I couldn't, just the material cost itself, you know, for a 3-door cupboard that is a building, long shelves, long and whatnot, was quite expensive. And I was like, I didn't realize it was going to be this expensive. But this is what I did. I decided I'm going to take it one, you know, because it's 3 doors opening. So in total, that'll be 6 doors if you're counting the one door. So, but they need to be 2 doors opening, 2 doors opening and 2 doors opening. So I decided I'm going to make the one pair that is the two doors opening, and the others will follow after. So that's what I told my carpenter. And thank God I found a carpenter who really understood my budget and understood my commitment to this and understood that I had other commitments to attend to. Hence why I can't do this rashly. Now that you need to align yourself with people who get you, who get your vision, who get your budget, who get your pockets, who get where you are coming from and where you want to go. Okay. If when you have people who are draining you and straining you and kind of like wanting you to stretch yourself to a point, like as if you're an elastic band, you can stretch so high, but even an elastic band can only stretch that much high. You know, it can't overexpand. When it does overexpand, it will break. And this is why we need to surround ourselves with the right people. When you surround yourself with the wrong people who will stretch to you to your limit, girl, you will break. And you need to recognize this early on, that the sooner you realize that you need to align yourself with the right people, the better for you. So then my carpenter, I really thank God for him. He's still my carpenter, even up to today. He did me such the honor of understanding my pockets and understanding my goal and my vision at the end of the day. So we managed to do that, the cupboards, the one cupboard that particular month. And the aim was to do maybe the other one the next month. But then again, I had to recover sort of, you know, things that I did not do that I was supposed to do because, you know, the money went to the cupboards and to payment of my carpenter and whatnot. So that eventually I got some more money, then I was able now to finish all the other cupboards. So I was able to do the other cupboards at one go, the other two cupboards at one go, with the same carpenter who understood the vision from the beginning. And now looking at my cupboards, you won't even tell that I decided to do this particular one first and the other ones later. Maybe 4 months apart. They all look, since it's the same material, they all look very new. It's the same thing. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say, go at your pace. Stop going at people's pace. Stop being a people's pleaser. Stop being not content with what you have. Stop comparing yourself to your sister, to your brother, to your cousin, who is way in a different position than you are, who is in a, perhaps you, for instance, you are a bank teller, and then there is the manager, the branch manager. Of course, your salaries are not going to be the same. They are going to be two different, complete salaries. There's going to be a huge gap. Your assignments in that organization or in that bank are not the same. Your commitments are not the same. The next person, you and your supervisor, you know what? I know sometimes we look at supervisor and we're just like, I know, you know, but supervisors, they do more than we do. Sometimes some of the things that they do, you don't even know. Sometimes the things that they have to organize, you don't know. How many human beings they have to deal with, you don't know. The challenges they have to deal with, they have to deal with the challenge of Happy, they have to deal with the challenge of Jake's, they have to deal with the challenge of Sharon, they have to deal with the challenge of David. So it's completely different. Now you, on the other hand, when you do knock off from work, you go home and sleep peacefully. You don't have extra challenges. Hence why extra salary for you is yours. Of course, maybe you need a raise, but then for them, it's a different thing. They have more commitments and they have more that is required from them and is expected from them. So don't compare yourself to the next person. You are not in their shoes. You are not having the same responsibilities that they have. It's completely different. I know we want to grow, and I'm not saying don't grow and don't desire to grow. I'm just trying to caution you to say, be careful with not being content with what you have. Be careful, because you know what? When you are looking for an opportunity to steal, when you are looking for an opportunity to grab that is what is not yours, I tell you, when your mind is consistently looking for that, the opportunity will come. It will come. The opportunity to steal, the opportunity to take what is not yours will come. But guess what? It will come and haunt you a couple of years from now. Then you will want to vomit all that you actually stole. You will want to vomit it. You will regret, and it won't solve anything. You will cry all your tears. You can even cry until blood comes out. It won't change anything. The circumstances that you laid back in the past are now coming to haunt you. And you know what? There's a common saying that says, bury the truth and after 3 days it will rise again. Everything that you do under the sun, I bet you and I kid you not, will eventually come to the light. The things that we do in darkness, they will come to the light, my dear. The money that you stole many years ago, it will eventually catch up with you. The person that you killed many years ago, it will eventually catch up with you because of money, because you're not contained, because you're told if you do this particular thing, it will eventually catch up with you. Hence the importance of contentment. And I come back to the earlier statement that I made. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Yeah? So when we are content with ourselves, we no longer feel the need to chase external validation. Instead, we learn to appreciate what we have, however little it may be, from our personal achievements to the simple pleasures in life, like a good meal, a warm conversation, or a quiet time for self-reflection. Contentment comes from accepting who you are, flaws and all, and recognizing we are enough just as we are. Yeah? And it brings me to another similar topic, but it's just aligning within this one. You know what? When you don't realize that you're good enough, let me tell you something. When you don't realize that you yourself happy, you are good enough, you deserve to be loved, you deserve to be well taken care of, you will go about looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, when you are in a relationship with somebody and this person treats you so bad, this person doesn't value you, this person has to be begged for your attention. When it's payday, they will not pick up your calls. When they come back, they act like it's nothing. And you keep on going and making excuses to say, maybe they are just busy. Maybe they are what? I've learned something in this life, ne? And I've learned it towards the end of last year, you know, coming into the beginning of this year. I've learned that when somebody actually loves you, or when somebody wants to be with you, they will create the time to be with you. They will create that time. You don't have to be going about begging and forcing yourself on people. The same goes to any married woman out there that is feeling very abandoned by their spouse. You don't have to go out begging, honey. You don't have to keep on searching and you know, knocking and whining and whimping. You have cried enough, is not so? You have soaked your bed enough, is not so? Begging this person to be in your life, to do this and to do that. You know what? There comes a time when you have to tell yourself, you know what? I am enough. You're content and say, if this person can appreciate me for who I am, then that's their baby. Then that's their business. You look yourself in the mirror and you say, because sometimes you begin to, you know, find yourself and say, maybe I'm not pretty enough. Maybe I've gained some weight. Maybe this. Maybe the pimples. Maybe the dark spots. Honey, please, no. It's not. Learn to and tell yourself, look yourself in the mirror and say, happy you are beautiful. Happy you are wonderful. Happy any other person would want to be in your company, one would want to be your friend, would want to do this and this. You don't have to downgrade yourself to show yourself worthy. The same goes with friends, ne? There are those type of friends where you need to so-called impress them. You need to so-called do certain things for them, for you to be in their company. Somebody who, where you have Samsung Galaxy 11A or what, Samsung, and you know, any phone you have, or but they have an S26, or they have an iPhone 13 Pro Max, or they have a 16 whatever, and you know you can afford this, but you have a smartphone that is able to help you type text messages, that is able to hold WhatsApp, that is able to have Instagram and Facebook, that is able to take good pictures, maybe not as quality as an iPhone, but you have something. Don't let anybody look down on you. Don't let anybody make you feel like you're unworthy. You know what? You need to be content yourself and tell yourself, I am good enough. You know, it's about time that we actually stand up for ourselves. Not in a bad way, but you stand up for yourself and say, you know what? If they don't want to be with me, it's okay. I can actually find other friends. And when you sit back and relax, you know what? A friend that aligns with your purpose, a friend that aligns with your goals, a friend who never have to make you feel like you need to be this, you need to be that, a friend who makes you just feel that, you know what? I'm so grateful to have you happy in my life. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to tell you stories today. You know, last year I needed a friend. And now I have a very good, I think I for some time now, especially back then, I used to talk about, I have a very good friend of mine who's abroad. Yeah. And we'll communicate so well. And thank God we are from the same ministry. So our beliefs align. So it's not like somebody that I would need to talk to and then have to explain why I'm doing this or this and that. So we align so well, but they're so miles away, far from me. Although we are on the same continent, they are very way up there. So then I've always wanted a friend who's closer. I've always wanted somebody that I can go out and eat ice cream with. I've always wanted somebody that I can go out and, you know, you just go out and talk to, you know. And then another friend actually said to me, well, then pray about it. And I think probably I did probably just once. And guess what? At this point in time, I have a very good friend who, you know, at other people maybe might see us and say, might think we don't align. The type of class she is in, of course, is way above me. Yeah. But I just love my friend and she loves me. You know, when somebody actually loves you and you love them just as much and, you know, like that, where the person gets you so well, they don't make you feel like you're unworthy. They don't make you feel like you have to do certain things to be in their company. They don't make you get. That is the type of friendship that I would advocate for. And it comes when you begin to realize that you're content. Because when you don't realize that you should be content, when it begins that when you are content with yourself, when we are content with who you are, when you are not at that point, you will flow with those friends who wish to go out with you and spend, almost every weekend. You have to spend $500 on your meal because where you guys are going is fancy places and you can afford to be spending $500 per meal or perhaps just every time going out and going out. You can't afford it. Maybe they can, but you can't. But you know, there are some people who will expect that from you regardless. They couldn't care less how you get the money. They don't care how and when, you just get it. Those are people that you cannot associate yourself with. But when you're content, when you know who you are, when you know where you're coming from, when you know where you're going, you will align yourself with what's actually speaking about you or speaking towards you. That which is your goals, that which is your reflection, that which is for you. But those things come when you decide, and they won't come immediately. Sometimes it's a time of patience and it's a time of testing. You will need to first really grasp it and embrace it to say, you know what, where I am right now, I know that this can be mine. I know this. And eventually with time, it will come. Eventually with time, it will come. Yeah. There are certain things we just have to give them time. Sometimes it takes a whole 2 years, honey. Sometimes it takes a whole year, honey. But eventually it will come. So know that you are content. Yeah. No, I mean, know that you are worthy. You are enough. Be content with yourself. Be content with your curves. I'm not saying go out and go flesh them out. I won't say that. People who go about all naked, ne? Breast out, thighs out, what. I say they have low self-esteem. Why? Why would I need to be flashing to the whole world what is supposed to be private? No, honey. You need to cover up what is yours. So hence why I'm saying don't go and flaunt it out. Of course, you just know that, you know, there are for some people who are a plus size. And I always see women who are plus size, very beautiful women. But you'll find herself, she's looking herself in the mirror and she's like, I'm not beautiful. I'm too fat. I'm too what? Honey, you are you. And if we slim you down to a size, I don't know, 12, maybe a size 10, 8, you won't look nice. No, really. because it doesn't align with who you are, your body structure, those beautiful hips that you have, those beautiful curves that you have, you know, this thick arms that you have. Have you not seen thick women getting married? There's husbands or there are men who just want their woman to be thick. Yeah. And there's other ones who are looking for a petite woman for wife. You know what? So we are all different for a specific reason. If you spend your whole life comparing yourself to your cousin who's petite, who's wearing a size 8, who's wearing a size 12, you won't be happy. Comparison is the thief of joy. Now, with that being said, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace, and I'll bring you a musical break. Our studio line will soon be open when I do return. You're tuned into Life Lessons. We're talking about contentment with one's own, embracing inner peace.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoewe ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetida oipindi konu honda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetida o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo inawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu hatatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
I'm tired with all the things I'm going through. I'm trying to keep my head up. I try to win, but every time I lose. Should be getting better. I try, but I don't know what to do. Hope this ain't forever. I just wanna make a breakthrough. But something inside said never give up. All of these setbacks are major setups. If I keep on fighting, if I keep on trying, if I aim for the sky, one day things will go my way. Things will change. I can't live in fear. I know I've got to push through the pain. I've got to believe in myself. Yeah. If it's not me, then no one else will. But something inside said never give up. All of these setbacks are major setups. If I keep on fighting, if I keep on trying, if I aim for the sky, one day things will go my way. Things will come my way.
Take a chance to be who I'm meant to be. I won't let fear keep me from trying. It's time for me to make a change, to start living the life I want. I'm gonna reach for the sky, way up high. I'm never giving up. It's up to me to see who I can be. Make dreams reality. I'm never giving up. I'm never giving up. I'm never giving up. I'm never giving up. I won't live the life others expect of me. I want to be proud of who I'm becoming. It's time for me to make a change, to start living the life I want. I'm gonna reach for the sky.
Welcome back, and you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. This is Eagle FM. I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju. Now, of course, tonight we're talking about contentment with one's own, embracing inner peace. And I think we didn't talk about, of course, we're talking about material stuff and success and comparing ourselves to other people. What about marriages? Hey, y'all. Also being contained with your own spouse, you know. So oftentimes I think women, maybe men also, I don't know. Let me speak for women. We can look at, you can be married and you'll be comparing your spouse to the next person's spouse. You see how their spouse carries their handbag, or they always go out, or the lady posts things on WhatsApp and da 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 da, and your own doesn't do that for you. Forgetting that your own spouse helps change diapers, and maybe the other one spouse doesn't actually do that. He feels really disgusted to do that. And maybe your own spouse helps you, takes you out for very simple stuff. Maybe not as frequent as the other person. Maybe not to fancy places that the other person is taking out. Maybe doesn't, take you out for holidays, but actually helps you to just sometimes rest because, you walked, very long hours and you're now tired, you need the rest, and they will just be babysitting the kids. So some of those things also, they are the cause of, you know, us disrupting our peace. You know, wherein you're supposed to be having your peace and just thankful that, hey, you have a spouse who's there with you by your side and helping you with this and that. And maybe they're not perfect, and maybe, but you know what's funny also, ne? It's interesting how we always expect people to be perfect when we ourselves are not. We expect people to deliver perfectly this and that when we ourselves aren't. It's a little bit unrealistic, don't you think? So yeah, also that when you begin to look at other people's marriages, to look at other people's homes, or there are other people's weddings, perhaps your neighbors or somebody at your village got married and they had the biggest tent ever, the most expensive, I don't know, decor and all that kind of stuff. And the wedding was just entirely on its own expensive. Or maybe that's your colleague and you want to compare yourself to them. I mean, even if the two of you are on the same pay grade and exactly the same salary, they could be coming from a place where, their parents, have enough money or have extra money to help them with the wedding. They have a house in Pioneer Park and you are renting somewhere. It's not the same, y'all. It's not the same thing, you know? It's just not the same. Their expenses are not compared to yours. You're renting and they are probably just paying water and electricity in their parents' house, and their parents are retired now. They're staying in the north. So hence why don't compare yourself to other people. And another thing is that, you know, while you're busy staring at other people and comparing yourself to them, you just don't know that 3 years from now, a beautiful job has been planned out for you somewhere very pretty, and it's gonna come with such wonderful benefits of a housing allowance, and you're gonna be the recipient of that. And before you know it, when you didn't even dream about it, didn't even expect it, you are an owner of a beautiful house, and you're busy comparing yourself to the next person because you don't have now. You know what? Comparison is the thief of joy, or really indeed, it is the thief of joy. You spend your time, you know, comparing yourself to the next person when you are supposed to be aligning yourself and just being grateful. You know, there are times when I'm just in my home and I'm just very grateful, even before I even had the building cupboards, which I now have, and I'm just so really, really grateful. And talk about also, how I bought my kids, it was actually their grandmother who bought it, y'all. She just gave me the money and I bought them a bunk bed, and they had a single bed. So then they had a single bed and it's the two boys, and it was just too small. As much as they are small, it was just too small. And it so happened that, you know, it was even through my carpenter who happened to let me know that, a particular man that is a friend of his that they were taking out some stuff is selling his boys beds, and it's a bunk bed, those beautiful bunk beds. And he sold me for a very, you know, affordable price, alongside its mattresses, alongside, you know, its bed sheets and what, and all that kind of stuff. Really nude stuff, very nice stuff. And these are things that were going to cost me a whole lot of money in the shop that I wouldn't have been able to afford at one go like that. But, you know, when you are really just so calm, you know, and you tell yourself, eventually, I might not have this right now. You tell yourself, I don't have this right now, but you know what? I'm okay. I think I will have. It's okay. I think eventually I will have, you know? Yeah. So really, Comparison is a thief of joy. Because you become so sleepless thinking about what you don't have, when you could actually be thinking about what you do have. There's this saying about, to some people, the glass is half empty. And to some people, the glass is half full. It's just this depends on from which perspective you are looking at. Are you looking from the perspective of my glass is half empty, or are you looking from a perspective of my glass is half full? Yeah. And the one who's looking at it from my glass is half full will be contained and appreciative of what they have. But if you are the type who loves expensive lifestyle, you will never be content. However they give you, you will always feel like it's little. You will always feel like it's not enough. You'll always feel like, oh man, this is peanuts that I'm getting. You won't be grateful, however little it may be. And it's those people who are grateful, hey? Have you ever given somebody something? And you look at their response of how grateful they are or what gratitude they actually give you. You know, when you give somebody something, something so small, and they are so grateful, the way the person actually expresses their gratitude towards you propels you to do more for them next time. You just instantly wish you had given more. Let's say, for instance, when you're given somebody $50, and the way maybe a particular youth, and the way that youth is so grateful, né? You're just like, oh, wow. If I had known you're going to be this grateful, I would have even doubled it and given you $100. And then it makes you like, next time, I'll give them again. But there are some people, you take out the $50 that you didn't even owe them, yeah? And you give them, and the type of character and attitude they give you is like, It's like the person is not grateful at all, or it's like you owed them or something. It makes you like, why did I even bother in the first place? You know? So that's another aspect I think that we often overlook, is being grateful for what we have and what we are being given. Be grateful for that which you are being given, you know. Be grateful that the next person is being thoughtful of you. And so many times people give us not because they have enough, you all, not because that they don't have other needs that they have to, they can cater to, or they don't have other people that they can give to. No, they give to us just simply because they want to help you, or they want to just give you. You know, so hence why you have to be very appreciative when you get somebody who digs in their pocket or takes their time and just gives you their time. You know, you need to appreciate that. Now, for some people, they don't give us financial stuff. For some people, they don't give us, gifts that are maybe so-called tangible. But they give us their time, which is very valuable. Let's say, for instance, you just gave birth to a child and your cousin decides that, hey, you know what? I don't have a job, but I'll come into your place to wash all the dirty clothes, to do your laundry, to wash your clothes if you need the baby's clothes to be washed, and maybe you need your husband's clothes also to be washed. Well, I'm coming to help. Regardless of whether you have a helpmates or not, I'm coming in to just help, because I'm sure you need all the hands that you can get, and maybe to align your cupboards very well, align your clothes, and you know, just that alone. And with somebody, and now you have a friend who maybe bought you a baby cot, and you want to compare your friend or your colleague who bought you a baby cot with your cousin who stays in Havana, who came to offer their time and help for you, you know, and perhaps maybe you need somebody to really be coming in and helping you, and they are willing to do that without any cost at all. You see, that's where gratitude and contentment actually comes in. When you're not comparing other people, when you're being very appreciative of what you're having, of what you're getting, whether it's monetary, whether it's acts of kindness from people, you're appreciative of it. So being content doesn't mean we stop striving for improvement or personal growth. It doesn't. But rather, we stop trying or tying our worth to outcomes, where you think your outcomes are tied to your worth, to how worthy you are. Contentment with oneself cultivates self-compassion. It cultivates gratitude. It cultivates gratefulness, thankfulness, and a deeper sense of peace that is not dependent on the approval of other people. You start being, and you know when you're content, You barely care about the criticism that comes your way, hey? When you're content with who you are. Like, I was telling a friend of mine that I don't know. I just probably give off this thing that, hey, I'm me and I chose this. I chose to be this and it's not up for negotiations. It's my life, you know? There's just no way. So it's about not depending on people's approvals, people's opinions, not caring about what they really have to say. Now, I'm not saying we don't listen to advice or positive criticism. Of course, that's welcomed. Like maybe, for instance, a friend says, "Oh, girl, you need to do your hair. It's been a mess for such a long time." Then you take that as positive feedback or positive criticism to say, okay, I need to improve in this line. But when you're listening to people's disapproval of yourself, you know, listening to people's criticism and gossip about you, sometimes you laugh it off and just don't care because you're content with yourself already. Let's say, for instance, you are a natural hair person and you often plate yourself with your own hair, with a bola, you know, straight down and this and that. Would you really care about anybody saying anything? You wouldn't. You wouldn't, because I mean, this is who I am. This is you take it or leave it. You get? So it really gets you to that point where your peace is not dependent on what people say. Your peace is not dependent on their approval. Your peace is not dependent on them and their opinions. It's about your inner self, the goals that you have set for yourself, the challenges that you have set for yourself, the vision where you're going, you know, and knowing where you're coming from, your roots, the challenges that you've passed through, you know, and yeah. So it's about being at peace with one's journey, your journey, with where you're coming from. Even when the road is challenging, yay, and appreciating our unique path rather than focusing on what we don't have. Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm speaking to myself right here, y'all. Looking back a few years ago, let me tell you all, looking back a few years ago when I would trek my feet from Greenwald to Van Ayer, you know, I'm somebody who grew up. We don't come from a rich family, but we don't come from a poor family either. So let me be grateful for that. So walking in this window was like, it's not a taboo, but it's just something that I never had to do. Like, you know, there was always taxi money to go somewhere. There was always money. Yeah, you get, there was always, yeah. And then I found myself in a challenging situation where even to go to town was a luxury, y'all. The little that I would get, I'll spend it on bread, you know, for my little girl. I'll spend it on what? That went on for some time. And I remember I would trek from Greenwell to Van Ayer. And I started to see the place quite nearby because I didn't want to be asking, give me taxi all the time. I'll be doing that. And as challenging as that road was, as difficult as that time was, I begin to just not bother. And you know what's interesting is that at that moment, I never really bumped into, you know, maybe people from school or people from way. I didn't really, because maybe, I don't know, maybe if I had bumped into them, maybe I would feel shy or ashamed. But then there was just never any shame. I'm sure I have bumped into some and maybe bumped into like, it's people who know me or whatever. I just don't know. But what I'm saying is that I just wasn't bothered. I wasn't bothered about it. Why? I had made peace with the situation where I was. I had made peace at the state where I was. I had made peace. Literally, I had made peace with happy. This is what we have right now. This is what we are going through right now. But there were times, of course, where I would pray and cry and just feel like, God, am I going anywhere? And hold on. There were times where I really said, Lord, I feel like you've given me so much talent, so much wisdom. Am I just going to die with it? Like wasted, not being put to use, you know? Am I just going to, like, where am I going to apply it? Where is it going to apply, you know? And looking back at that time and looking at now, trust me, if somebody had told me that, happy, this was eventually going to work out, and the challenges you're going through now, or you had gone through, the challenges you're going through now, you're going to use them as an experience. You're going to use them, you know, you're going to need them. I probably wouldn't have believed them. But looking back now, it has plugged in so much in me, so much that I can stand firm and say, you know what? Tomorrow is going to be a better day. You know, we might be going through darkness now, but the sun doesn't stay in the cloud forever. It may be in the cloud maybe 3 days or so, but it will eventually come out. In other words, the situation will eventually change. And the situation eventually did change. Now, with that being said, let's pause right here. We have a commercial break coming up our way. Afterwards, a musical break, and I'll be back.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles, and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nisc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
I've got one life, gonna give it my all. Wanna shine bright and start standing tall. Saying goodbye to whatever holds me back. I'm making time, getting myself on track. Wanna see who I could be.
Wanna see who I could be.
It's only up to me. I believe in me. I can see clearly. I believe in my dreams. I will leave behind the doubt in my mind. This is my time. I believe in me. Self-defeating thoughts come up now and then. I start believing all the lies in my head. They keep on talking till I say I've had enough. I am worth it, gonna follow my heart. Wanna see who I could be.
Wanna see who I could be.
It's only up to me. I believe in me. I can see.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. Of course, I'm here to keep you company on this wonderful evening. Thank you for tuning in wherever you're listening from. This is, of course, Life Lessons. Now, of course, we're talking about contentment, being content with what is your own. And with that, we are also throwing in comparison is the thief of joy. And indeed, comparison is the thief of joy, your own. The well-known phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, is attributed to Theodore Roosevelt, which highlights the detrimental effects of constantly comparing yourself to others. It's an idea rooted in the belief that the more we look outward to measure our worth, the less we will appreciate the unique qualities and achievements that define us. The lesser we will appreciate the unique qualities and achievements that define us, who you are, because of certain characters uniquely featured or uniquely, you know, placed or, you know, put in you, uniquely created in you. You are unique. You're not like the next person. Your qualities are different. Your characters, your whatever. You might be similar to, you might have certain things that are similar to the next person, but you are unique. Now, but when we do compare ourselves to others, whether in terms of material possessions, success or appearance or lifestyle, we are essentially measuring our own value against someone else's story. Now, this creates a sense of inadequacy. It creates a sense of doubt. It creates a sense of dissatisfaction as we fail to see that each individual has their own journey, has their own struggles, and has their own circumstances. Yeah? What's your journey? What do you need to teach the world is not what I will go through and I will, it's not what I will teach the world. Yeah? What you go through is unique for a particular reason, for a particular maybe moment or a particular something. When we are going to need somebody who passed through certain challenges to come and motivate those who also are now currently facing those challenges, it can only be best told by you. Yeah? It can only be best told by you. Only you can be able to tell that story. Only you. Not the next person, because they didn't experience it the way you did. They didn't go through it the way that you did. Only you can be able to tell that story. So what I'm telling you, my friend, is that comparison is indeed the thief of joy. You need to be grateful and content with who you are. You need to be appreciative of who you are. Even where you are right now, you need to be grateful of who you are. Be grateful, because only you can be able to motivate and encourage the next person the way you can, because of your experience, because of your unique challenges, because of that which you passed through. Only you can be able to do that. So, my friend, stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop being so concerned about what people think of you. Stop being so invested in other people's things. Stop being so heartbroken by people not appreciating you and finding you worthy of certain qualities or benefits or whatsoever. Stop that and just be you. Yeah? And just be you, honey. And just be grateful that, hey, you know what? My own path is different. My own journey is different. Where I'm going is completely different. It's not like the next person's one. It's not. Your own journey is different, honey. You know, just recently, as you know, and I really want to be appreciative of our Prime Minister, you know, writing out to us and being so honest with us. And here's the catch, you all. When you're honest about the challenges that you've passed through, when you're honest about where you've been and you've come out, you help the next person. You help the next person. Why? You make them realize that they can come out. There was a time I was going through depression. Yo. I don't even know if I can call it depression. It was so worse. It was so terrible. It was so bad. I felt not good enough. I felt so, perhaps all the negative feelings, I felt them. But thanks to a supportive family and a supportive aunt and a supportive mom, I was able to pull through. But it's when we tell other people that, hey, I went through this particular challenge and I came out. We kind of give others the wings to be able to fly. We kind of give them hope to say, you know what? If Happy could go through or could have gone or Happy went through this and they came out, then I can also come out. So our Prime Minister, Eliang Raere, wrote on his Facebook page, and I'm sure many of us actually are aware, on the 25th of July, 2025, he said, and I think he did it in response to the three teachers that recently committed suicide. And it's something that I also want to say about that, about three teachers, y'all. So he said, between 2015 and 2019, I was in a serious financial stress. House and car were on the verge of being repossessed for prolonged non-payment. The thought crossed my mind to commit suicide with the hope that my family could benefit from my life cover and that they pay off the debt in full. Thanks to the support of family, friends and comrades, I managed to thwart off those thoughts. Financial stress happens to most of us and I am still paying off the debt. And I love how honest he is. He said, I'm still paying off the debt. You know, when we get to certain positions, we don't want to show that we are human beings, that we have weaknesses, that we have things that we have, you know, just him saying off, I'm still paying off the debt is something that is worth appreciating. This is a prime minister talking. But for you who says, I'm a supervisor now, I can't let people see that, you know what, I'm going through a particular situation. Honey, please come down from your high horse. And he continues, it is therefore from this personal perspective that I say to whomever finds themselves on the verge of suicidal thoughts, please don't go through with it. Fight on. The sun will shine again amidst all hardships of life. To be alive is priceless, especially to one's family. Let's hold hands as a nation to save those in financial distress. By all of us, I mean both government and the private sector. May God bless you all and may God bless Namibia. Look, let's talk about something that I didn't see people point out. Had Eliang Raere commit suicide between that 2015 and 2019, he wouldn't be the prime minister today. Why? He'll be dead. He'll be dead. And who told you that suiciders or people that take their own life have eternal life? I leave that question with you. Had he taken his own life, he wouldn't be the prime minister today. The challenges you're going through now are specifically tailored sometimes for you so that tomorrow when you climb the ladder, honey, you won't be hard-headed. You won't be prideful. But you will realize certain things and you'll be content. You won't forget the people below because you've gone through it. You know, so many times we think the challenges have come to just destroy us, dismember us, you know, defeat us. But sometimes the challenges have come to mold us. They've come to strengthen us. They've come to lift us up so that tomorrow when you are at a particular level, you know, it is already embedded in you through suffering, through challenges. Yeah. It is already embedded in you that you will come, that you will be strong and you will come out. You will not forget your people and you will not forget your roots where you're coming from. Sufferings are meant to train something in us. Challenges are meant to create something in us. Of course, nobody wants to go through suffering, but hold on. And it's especially those people that suffer certain challenges. Their future is usually very bright. Don't commit suicide. You might not have now. You might not have a job right now. You might not be, you might be going through a lot of things right now, but I tell you, godliness with contentment is great gain. Be content. Be grateful for the little that you have. Yeah? Just that little that you have. Because you know what? It will eventually work out. Eventually. the sun does not stay in the cloud forever. It will eventually come out. So be peaceful, be content, know that it is well with you. And it shall be well with you. But we have a commercial break coming up. Our studio line is very much open. 0832-888-401 is the number in studio. And I say that again very slowly. 0832-888-401 is the number in studio. Please come through. Air your opinions and contributions with us right here. When we do come back, we're still going to continue on the topic of comparison is the thief of joy.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Our studio line is open. Come through and air opinions and contributions right here. Share your story with us. You never know. You might just encourage the next person. So comparison often leads to feelings of jealousy, resentment, or a constant sense of lacking, even if we are already in a good place. It creates an illusion that others are somehow better off than we are. And this mindset can erode our own sense of contentment. The more we focus on others, the more we diminish the value of our own unique experiences. Now, the key to overcoming this trap is self-awareness and gratitude. Being aware of your circumstance, being aware of where you are, being aware of where you're coming from. Rather than measuring success based on an external standard, we can learn to appreciate our own progress and achievements. For you, you might have only been able to attain a degree or perhaps even a diploma. And with that degree or with that diploma, you have a very good job. But because your classmates and your mates, they've gotten on to do their master's degrees, their PhD degrees, you're not content. You're looking at what they have, forgetting that other people who have the same diploma or degree that you have are sitting at home without a job. So instead of looking up, look down. Realize that you're in a position where another person would appreciate. As much as there is time for improvement and growth, look down. Look down to where you're coming from. So have that self-awareness. Understand why you are not able to go on and do your master's degree, your PhD. Perhaps you lost your mom. And maybe she was very helpful with your kids. And hence you couldn't go ahead and do your master's degree. But you have a job at least. Or perhaps you had to take care of a loved one who got very sick. Or maybe even a child, your own child. But now they have their good health. But you will still be thinking about if this hadn't happened. What if you start thinking about if you were not there for them and they were by themselves and you actually lost them? So you see, look for the positive in everything, however negative, however bad the situation looks like. Look for the positive within it. You know what? I, I, I'm so grateful. I think I've spoken about this before, that I once listened to a message, and it's still on YouTube though. Godliness with contentment is great gain by Pastor Paul Rica. I'm telling you, this message has opened up my mind to so many things. So much that when things happen, I often look at the good side of it, or actually the benefit of it, or actually I just see, instead of just focusing on the negative side, I try and see the positivity out of it. Earlier on this year, my daughter fell at school. And she broke her arm just a bit though. The fracture was even hard to identify. The doctors couldn't really identify that it was a fracture. They had to consult and consult. And eventually it was determined that it's a fracture. And they said it needed to be corrected by an operation. Let me tell you, I was so calm. I cried, of course, the first time when I found out. And I don't know whether I was crying because she was going for an operation, or I was crying because I will have to now, you know, I don't know. I really don't know, but yeah. Or maybe because I needed just a hand to hold me at that moment. I don't know. But all in all, I just accepted it as, you know what, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So I just took it as maybe there's a particular reason why this happened. And then she went for her first operation, was very successful, praise the Lord. And then there was a time she had to go for physio. And then what happened really? Maybe it was just time for the, because they put in a screw. It was by the elbow, exactly by the elbow there. And now the screw was on the outside. Now I started to get scared and panicked because you could see the screw with your own bare eyes and the wound is open. And then again, we needed to go to the hospital, second operation, for them to go and remove the screw. For this one, I was a little bit scared. I was quite scared, especially seeing her like that. And I was concerned maybe she'll get an infection. Thankfully, she didn't. And they removed the screw. Operation was successful. And she's fine now. As we're speaking, she's able to move her arm very well. And, you know, and let me tell you something. One day my grandmother said, at least it's not, she was, I think she mentioned it herself. She said, at least it's on the left side and not on the right, because she's right-handed. Now, if she was left-handed and the injury is on the left hand, that's another problem, because now the child will need to learn how to, you know, write with the right hand. But because she's right-handed and the injury, the fracture was on the left hand, it's a cause of gratitude to say, at least, you know, it's not. Now, it's not something that bothered me so much, so badly at that point, at the point where I was asking myself questions to say, why her? Why, you know, this and that? But, you know, the moment you begin to ask why her, you're actually indirectly saying, why not another parent's child? And maybe the next parent will not be able to give their child, you know, the attention or the medical attention that they are supposed to get, which will then lead to more complications and stuff like that. And not only that, there are certain challenges that just come your way that you just, in a way, they open up your mind to other thoughts. Yeah. And they rather lead you to a moment of thankfulness, of saying, at least it wasn't extreme. At least it didn't this. At least the operation was successful. At least that and that. It's just like somebody who gets into a car accident, God forbid, and they don't die. And it was a very bad car accident, so much that the car had to be written off. And they haven't died. They haven't fractured their bones. They are okay. They had some scratches and very, yeah, of course, but sort of like can say minor wounds, maybe soft tissue injuries, not so extreme as leg amputated, you know, femur fracture, you know, stuff like that. And you now find this person just dwelling in, why did I have an accident? Why this happening to me? Why? Have you come to realize that these other people, many people, if, in fact, in the very same year, same month, who have gone into accidents like yourself and they died. They've lost their loved ones, and some of them have not died, and they have broken femurs and broken, you know, the ribs and broken, you know, have you come to realize? And now they are wheelchair bound, you know, and they have gone on to just accept the situation, and they still look themselves in the mirror and just very happy with life. Or do you know that there are people out there who are blind and they're just happy with life? They live their life not at the mercies of anybody. They don't beg anybody. They're not looking for self-pity. They understand that they are human beings, and they are just as worthy of whatever life has to produce for them or throw at them, you know, good things at them. And they're not living and throwing a self-pity party. Do you know that? It is when we realize these things that we can grasp and understand. You know, recently I was just lying in bed and I thought about my kids. You know, I thought about my kids sleeping in their bunk bed, one boy down, one boy up. And I was like, Lord, this moment right there, right here, right now, just right now, right, like at this particular point that we are right now, Lord, I'm just so grateful. You know, because any moment now, these boys can grow up. Any moment now, anything can change. Any moment now, but before it changes, I'm just like, I'm grateful for this. I'm happy for this, you know? How many times do we take that opportunity or that time to just say, where I am right now, Lord, I might not be far ahead, like, you know, as I wished I would. I might not have this and this and that, but right now, just where I am right now, and with everything going the way it is right now, I'm grateful. I'm just grateful. I'm truly grateful. Yeah. The job that I have right now, the car that I'm driving right now, the house that I have right now, Lord, I'm just so grateful. It's when you begin to talk to yourself like that, that you begin to breathe in the air, you know, with extra strength, and you're like, thank you. Because you could have it a bad way. And also another thing I didn't actually point out is that life has seasons, you all. Life has seasons. Just like we have autumn, winter, spring, summer, life has seasons as well. There are times when you are currently in the season of summer, in the season of spring, in the season of winter, where everything is cold and nothing seems to be going right. But I tell you, summer is coming, spring is coming, autumn, huh? Life has seasons. And when you're going through your winter season, honey, your autumn season, honey, just know that summer is coming, spring is coming. You will come out of the season. You will be joyful again. Yeah. You'll praise the Lord again. You'll be grateful again. You'll be like, I'm so grateful for where I am. Hence why godliness with contentment is great gain. Be content with what you have. Be grateful for what you have. As much as you're aspiring for other things I had, be grateful. Because when we embrace contentment with our own lives and resist the urge to compare ourselves to others, we unlock the potential for deeper joy and fulfillment. Contentment doesn't mean complacency. No, it means appreciating where we are right now. It doesn't mean just going with the flow. Recognizing our own growth and being thankful for what we have. It means finding peace in the present moment instead of constantly looking for what we think we need in the future. I don't know if I finished the part where I was speaking to the wives who have been crying because their husbands keep coming home late, because their husbands are unfaithful to them and soaking their pillows with tears and keep on trying to be, you know, reminding the person for their validation. You know what? I have a word for you. Rest, honey. And be content with who you are. The moment you start focusing on your own happiness, you know, the person begins to wonder, what's gotten into her? Why is she not whining and wiping anymore? Take yourself to town and do some beautiful shopping. Add some bright colors to your wardrobe and just look nice. And read books. Those books that are telling you are worthy, you are enough. Those beautiful books that are just encouraging you, and be waiting out and pray for that wonderful friend. You know how we always think that, you know, it's partners, maybe a partner, someone of the opposite sex, are the only ones that can actually give us that joy or give us that companionship. We overlook friendship so much. We overlook it. And I think we don't talk about it. It's so underrated. But a friend, somebody of the same sex with you, who's just a good friend and you very close to them, sometimes they come in your life and they help you forget about so many other things. Why? Because you're getting so much love from this person, so much attention, so much, a listening ear. You could now talk to the person and they give you a listening ear. You can talk about your stuff, and it's so underrated, you all, because we always think happiness is in the next thing, like in the next person, like in the opposite sex, when sometimes it can just be a very good friend. And also this thing of not living in the moment, always thinking that happiness is in the next place. Until I get that house, until I get that car, until I get that job, until I get that particular thing, until. What about now? Living in the now, being appreciative of the now. So in a world that constantly urges to keep up, contentment offers a quiet rebellion. It allows us to step away from the pressures of comparison and rediscover the joy of simply being present in our own lives. When we stop measuring ourselves against other people, we free ourselves to enjoy the richness of our own experiences. And ultimately, we find that happiness lies not in what we lack, but in what we already have. Happiness lies in what we already have. Let's make something beautiful with what we already have. Yeah. Now let's pause right here and just bring you a musical break. I'm going to repeat one beautiful song that I love so much. I played it, just not, on this show. Yeah. But I'm going to play it again for you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I'll take a chance to be meant to be. I won't let fear
keep me from trying. It's time for me to make a change, to start living the life I want. I'm gonna reach for the sky, way up high. I'm never giving up. It's up to me to see who I can be, make dreams reality. I'm never giving up.
Life Lessons, good evening. And I lost them, sorry. You can try again. 083-288-401 is the number in studio.
I'm never giving up. I won't live the life.
Our studio number is still open. 083-288-401 is the number that gets you on air.
Others expect of me. I want to be proud of who I'm becoming.
Life Lessons, good evening.
Good evening, madam.
Yes, good evening.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Is this Juju?
Yes.
Okay, how have you been, Madam Boss?
I'm good, sir. How have you been?
Well, we thank God.
Okay.
We have been listening to you even though we don't
call in. Okay.
So, this particular program that you're having today, the particular program just don't go. The particular program that you have today is so inspiring.
Oh, I'm glad.
And it's teaching us couples, those who want to get into marriage or build established family relations, things of that nature. Yes, it's true. We do go and look for attention, actually a fake attention, false attention or false love. And happiness. And, excuse me, can you go? Yeah, so I'll call you, eh?
Oh, I think somebody was distracting him. So sorry. But let's get back to the song. You can also come through. Air opinions right here on Life Lessons. 083-288-401 is the number in studio.
It's time for me to make a change, start living the life I want. I'm gonna reach for the sky, way up high. I'm never giving up. It's up to me to see who I can be, make dreams reality. I'm never giving up.
I'm never giving up. I'm never.
never giving up. It's time for me to make a change, to start living the life I want. I'm gonna reach for the sky, way up high. I'm never giving up. It's up to me to see who I can be, make dreams reality.
Welcome back, and you are tuned into Life Lessons. We are 5 minutes away from closing off and handing over the mic to my colleague, Benedict, as she brings you an interesting update or interesting show right here on Eagle FM. Now, of course, tonight you've been in my company, and we were talking about being content, right? Godliness, contentment is great gain. Contentment with one's own, embracing inner peace. Now, of course, just the highlights of what we've been talking about, the fact that contentment is being described as a state of happiness or satisfaction that arises from accepting one's current situation or circumstance. Of course, not comparing yourself to other people and just feeling some sort of inadequacy, of feeling some sort of not being worthy, but rather looking within yourself and realizing that you are enough. Embrace yourself and just be appreciative of what you have and where you particularly are right now. Now, of course, we have seen people gone in situations or perhaps gone in situations that could have been avoided all in the name of trying to impress other people. And this often stems from not being content with who they are. Now, it's very necessary that we are content with who we are and what we have in our circumstances. Now, I'm not saying that don't aspire for greatness, don't aspire for growth, but reflect on where you are right now and know that sometimes it's just another step to the next step to the next step until you eventually reach your goal. Now, if you're not practicing contentment, right, you even if you get and gain so much of where you think you'll be contained if you have this, still, when you do get to that particular place, you still desire this and still desire that and still desire that. Now, we have a lot of people who have, and now it also makes us realize that money is not necessarily, the source of contentment itself per se. You can have a lot of money and have a lot of material stuff, have a lot of expensive stuff, but you're still not content. Now, if you are content, regardless whether you have money, money comes, goes, and whatsoever, you will be content with where you are. You will be content with the circumstances that you have. You will be content. Yeah. Even at times when you only have a $10, you'll just be content. I mean, you'll just be peaceful. You'll be like, you know what? I lived with a $10 before and I survived. And, you know, somebody will just pop up and because you are sort of like aligning yourself in that manner. Your mindset is not so fixed to say, or maybe perhaps, draining yourself or torturing yourself, but you are rather really just content and calm with where you are. Yeah. So contentment is really, about being grateful. It's about gratitude. It's about embracing where you are right now. It's about knowing that things will eventually change. Now, we have, of course, come to the conclusion of our show here on Life Lessons. Do stay tuned for other shows that will be coming your way. And don't forget to tune in next time, same place, right here on Eagle FM Studios from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours. Remember, you can also always partake in the conversation by dialing in studio next time, of course, as we have now come to the closing of our session. Now, from Indafa, happy as usual, all I want to say to you is goodbye. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Rest well tomorrow. Well, do all the activities that you're supposed to be doing. Make sure that you do get enough rest so that you can be back to work well rested. Now, look at those things that you have and just be grateful and just be thankful of what you have. Cultivate a spirit of gratitude. That way, you will be looking at situations from a very different angle, you will see the glass half full and not half empty. Now, with that being said, have yourself a wonderful, wonderful evening. From Indafa Happy Juju, it is goodbye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
You can do more than you think. You can do.